Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and I join you as we do every Sunday morning for the sumptuous studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 FM, WTBR. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin, and how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. The big fires down in Stockbridge is still roaring away on this Saturday, Sunday morning, I should say.
Well, apparently we're having smoked turkey.
Well, so far no one's gotten hurt down there, and no property has
no buildings have burned, yeah.
Yeah, so they're doing a fantastic job down there, and I hope that they can put this out with the rain that's coming. Well, the rain that has passed.
Hopefully that will help.
Hopefully that helps.
So congratulations to them for a job well done, and we give them our best.
Yes.
So we'll be playing for you some John Francis Flynn today, from Patty Kelly, from The Irish in Me, Shauna Riada, from the Kilterry Coulan, and The Pogues, and Finbar Fury, and Emish. How about you, Farmer?
Oh, boy, you got a good playlist today. I'm going to do some Shillelagh Law, and then I got this CD, The Chieftains, with some country artists that we haven't heard in a while.
Oh, wow, yes. Yes.
Nitty Dirty Dirt Band, Ricky Skaggs, Don Williams, and people like that on this CD.
God, they're all dead from old age.
And the Cranberries.
Well, they're not, so okay. All right, we're starting off this morning with John Francis Flynn.
Thank you. Oh, the winter, it is past, and the summer's come at last. And the birds, they are singing in the trees. Their little hearts are glad, but mine is very sad. For my true love is far away from me, and it's straight I will repair to the Curra of Kildare. For it's there I'll find tidings of my dear. The rose upon the briar, by the water running free, gives joy to the linnet and the bee. Their little hearts are blessed, but mine it's not at rest. For my true love is absent from me, and it's straight I will repair to the Curra of Kildare. For it's there I'll find tidings of my dear. All you are in love, and cannot it remove? I pity the pain that you endure, for experience lets me know that your hearts are full of woe, and a woe that no mortal can endure. Straight I will repair to the Curra of Kildare. For it's there I'll find tidings of my
dear. She saws him so far here. The was last was this na balti mura. Ach, dog, she own me was corte. The vine she comes. Is begging of winter a gone. I wish I had you in Carrickfergus, ni Fadona Chin Gopalikun, sailing the deep blue waters, enigma royal seagull. For the seas are deep, love, and I can't swim over, and neither home have I wings to fly. I wish I met with a handy boatman who would ferry you.
This is Kevin Cahill. Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. And you just heard from the Seanda Ríoda, from the Seanda Ríoda Society, with Duvi Van Uzel. And before that, we heard from Paddy Kelly, the album The Irish in Me, the Curra of Kildare, the famous racecourse plane in West County Kildare. And then we started off today's show familiarly with John Francis Flynn and Bring Me Home. Apparently, that's part two of that song. I'm not sure. Do we ever play part one?
I don't recall it. I thought it was just the same song. But I guess it's part two.
Apparently, there's a part one, too, so we'll have to figure that out. But you have something planned for us now, Farmer.
Yes, I do. I have Shillelagh Law for us.
Excellent.
Echoed on the dome. Crack been some years since I walked upon your home. Though it truly dear, I'm still haunted by your ghost. Miss you when I am away. Certain memories never fade.
Holloway, Welcome to my soul. I didn't mean to scare you. I have to show it all. Don't say I didn't warn you. Sometimes lovers like that wall that you have to climb or fall. This is the last great love song that I will ever sing to you. And this is the last great love song that I will ever bring. I've come to call. Pray be silent when you hear it. To crush the dam, the cold. I'll need you to bear witness. Your laughter in the dark has left me cold and stark. This is the last great love song that I will ever sing to you. You have that exquisite room of a lover not in love. Yes, this is the last great love song that I will ever bring to you.
Apparently, that was the last great love song.
Yes. And who might that be?
Finbar Fury.
Excellent. I like that group.
And this is one of his more well-known albums, actually. The album of the same name has been very popular. And we heard from the Pogues before that, from their famous album, I guess I should say, If I Should Fall from Grace with God. And you started us off, Farmer?
I started us off with Pubs, Pints, Open Doors by Shillelagh Law. And that was off their 1-9 album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We like them.
Yes. We saw them.
Yes, we did.
Actually. We stayed up pretty late that one night. It was a Saturday, I believe, up at Saratoga. We were up there. Yeah. And we stayed later than we normally like to, just to hear a couple of cuts.
Yes, and the weather was perfect.
Yeah, it was.
And that contributes.
Yes.
So today in Irish history, when the Constitution of Ireland, Bunreacht na Éireann, was introduced in 1937, it included an article stating that, quote, no law shall be enacted providing for the grant of a dissolution of marriage, unquote. On the 24th of November, in other words, divorce was banned in the Constitution. On the 24th of November, 1995, Irish voters approved by referendum an amendment to the Constitution that lifted the ban on divorce. It was the narrowest margin in the history of the state, with 50.28% voting yes. The difference was a mere 9,000 votes.
Wow.
In 1986, a proposed amendment introduced by the Fine Gael Labour government by Garrett Fitzgerald, who lived near me, was defeated by a 63 0.48% of the voters, largely due to a statement from the Catholic hierarchy, quote, "While it would alleviate the pain of some, it would, we believe, release in society a force which would bring pain to a much greater number." And Fianna Fáil, led by Charlie Huhy, also opposed the proposed amendment. In 1995, the 15th Amendment, which stated that, quote, "a court designated by law may grant a dissolution of marriage," was introduced by the Labor Minister for Equality and Law Reform, Mervyn Taylor. We all remember Mervyn. Again, the Catholic hierarchy opposed it. Michael Farrell, the chairman of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, framed the amendment in the context of the island of Ireland as a whole, saying many Northern Protestants harbor a deep fear of the Republic as a predatory Catholic-dominated society. Ending the ban would make a real contribution to easing the tension between the communities in this island. Though polls tightened in the days prior to the referendum, the amendment was approved. The highest turnout of yes was 68.2%. It was in Dún Laoghaire. One of the most famous moments of the campaign, as the votes were being counted, when anti-divorce campaigner Una Ban na Muhuna sneered at the victorious side by saying, "Go away, you wife swapping sodomites," unquote. Ah, the nature of Irish politics. And what are we going to hear now? Let's see.
It's you.
Yeah, we're going to hear number 8.
Okay.
No, we're not. We're going to hear number 7.
Australia, I was born.
Cape away, Holloway.
In South Australia, round Cape Horn.
We're from South Australia.
Yeah, Holloway, you rolling king.
Cape away,
the best of saints. Sinners make the best saints. Sinners make the best of saints. So they say. So they say. Take this, take everything, take all of this away from me. 'Cause you know everything, and you know all of my favorite mistakes. Sinners make the best of saints. Best of saints, so they say, so they say.
Down on my knees and humbly stop loving you. So I've made up my mind to live in memories of a lonesome time. I can't stop wanting you. It's useless to say. Just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours that we once knew, though long ago, still make me blue. They say heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart. I can't stop wanting you. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
goodbye. Tears on her face. Such beauty and grace.
That was the Kildares from their Secrets of the Day album with their song Seasons. And we also heard from Emish with Sinners Make the Best Saints. And you played something too far.
I did. Believe it or not, I played I Can't Stop Loving You. And that was by the Chieftains. And they had a special guest on that one. And it was Don Williams, the country star from all the country music.
Yes.
Scene.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a good album.
A little different.
Thank you for lending it to me some 2 years ago, and I haven't returned it.
Why don't you make a copy, Fred?
Yeah,
or maybe I will.
Someday.
So, the Berkshire Community Action Council believes no child should be cold as they walk to school in the winter. They should be able to play outside in the snow with their friends. This year, more than ever, they are asking for support for the ELF Children's Warm Clothing Program. This program has been in a staple in the community for over 40 years. Last year, BCAC, the Berkshire Community Action Council, provided warm clothing to over 2,100 children.
Nice.
This year, there is an increase in need, and they can't meet that need without your help. BCAC provides a new winter jacket, new boots, and accessories for children up to the age of 12. Parents are offered the opportunity to visit, quote, the children's winter boutique, where they can choose a new coat, boots, and warm accessories for each child at no cost. One thing that never changes is that our Berkshire community steps up to help families and children in need. Please consider making a donation or sponsoring a child. To donate, visit bcacincorporated.org, donate, or mail a check to BCAC at 1531 East Housatonic Street in Pittsfield. Or to sponsor a child, call Michelle Sylvester at 413-418-3675. That's Michelle Sylvester at 413-418-3675 for the Berkshire Community Action Council Coat Program.
Nice.
And now we're going to hear a rather long version, so make a sandwich. It'll be Liam O'Connor with the Wild Geese.
Thank you. but you're always really near. I just wanna be with you.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmy Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Well, everybody have themselves a good week. All I can say is stay tuned again next week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
And happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Gurum agat agashahi shahugan.